Last time I talked about a page found in most Bibles that acts like a dam in that it disrupts the flow of Adonai's message. This page is the page before the book of Matthew. What does this page do other than identify the beginning of the New Covenant writings? It creates a division of Adonai's word, to the point where people justify their actions. We are no longer under the Old Covenant, or we are no longer under the law, but we are under a New Covenant. A common statement made by many believers. In all reality, the nations were never under the Mosaic Covenant unless they, like Ruth, chose to become part of Israel when she said, "Don't press me to leave you and stop following you, for wherever you go, I will go, and wherever you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God will be my God." For men making this decision, physical circumcision was required. People who made this decision are identified as the foreigner and stranger dwelling among Israel. The term foreigner or stranger is found in a total of 53 verses in Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. Even though they were not Israel by birth, they, for lack of another word, converted and followed the God of Israel. Through the new covenant made with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, it has been made available to all who come to believe that the blood atonement that ratifies this covenant, being that of Yeshua, are welcome. There is still a circumcision that occurs, one of the heart. Within the new covenant, there are some things that have changed in Torah. But based on Yeshua's own words, there are still expectations, for he says in the Gospel of Yochanan, chapter 14 and verse 15, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." What commandments are Yeshua talking about? More on this next time. During the month of July, Messianic Perspectives is offering the message, "Whatever Happened to the Sabbath?" to anyone sending a tax-deductible gift in any amount in support of this ministry and Portland's only Messianic Jewish synagogue, Kehillah Portland. If God places this ministry upon your heart, please send your offering to Jewish Heritage Revival, 12 Liberty Lane, Unit 68, South Portland, Maine, 04106. Please be sure to include your name and address so that we may send you your copy of this message and your tax-deductible receipt. Feel free to send your questions and comments to info@jewishheritagerevival.com. Past segments of Messianic Perspectives are archived on our website, shalommaine.com. So until next time, when we will continue our journey into Messianic Perspectives, Todah and Shalom. Thank you for listening.